A myth that gets propagated by anti-vaxxers suggests that getting measles is better for your immunity than the vaccine against the infection. But new research shows that getting measles is even more dangerous than first thought. Two studies published in separate journals today reveal that if you get measles, it makes you more vulnerable to contracting other infections. It underlines the importance of getting the jab, especially with cases of measles on the rise around the world. Louise Creeley has the story.
It's that painful moment when a baby gets a jab. But immunisations are important, protecting infants from infectious diseases like measles. And two new pieces of research published today in the journal Science and Science Immunology reveals getting measles is even more dangerous than previously thought.
So when measles gets in, it actually takes out our immune memory cells, meaning it ends up leaving us vulnerable to other infectious diseases.
Michael Minner is an associate professor of epidemiology and immunology at Harvard University and lead author of the report published in the journal Science.
So it really ends up exacerbating your susceptibility or increasing your vulnerability to all the what we normally think are routine sort of infections that we are always concerned about small children getting infected with. And usually it's not so much a problem once we get older because we have these immune memories by the time you're 5 or 6 years old. But measles, what we found, can actually destroy those memories, making you just as vulnerable, for example, as a one-year-old.
Michael Minner says his work is a continuation of a previous study that found children, after they had measles, were at risk for 2 to 3 years of getting other infectious diseases.
We actually monitored children in the Netherlands who were unvaccinated for religious reasons. They did not approve of vaccines, but they were very happy to participate in a clinical study. And so we monitored their blood before they got measles and when they actually got naturally infected during an epidemic in the Netherlands. And we saw about a 50% reduction in all of the immunological memory that these children had. And it went as high as 75% in some children. So it really pins measles vaccine as one of the true hallmark sort of moments in public health.
Australia has achieved the World Health Organization's measles elimination status, which means there isn't sustained transmission happening within the country. Professor Rainer McIntyre, a public health researcher at the University of New South Wales, says the measles outbreaks that occur in Australia are from those who have travelled overseas and brought the disease home.
It's really concerning. We've seen this enormous resurgence of measles, greater than any time since 2006 in the last couple of years. And we're seeing huge epidemics in the Americas, including in the United States, in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, right across the Tasman. We've got huge epidemic of measles happening in New Zealand.
Professor McIntyre says despite the high childhood vaccination rate of 93% across the country, there is still a proportion of Australians who are at risk.
We know that there are pockets of under-vaccinated and unvaccinated people who are older children, adolescents and adults. If you're not sure whether you're fully vaccinated, the recommendation is that you get vaccinated. There's no harm in just getting vaccinated.
Professor Rainer McIntyre from the University of New South Wales, Louise Creeley reporting.